This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders and the National Congress of American Indians are denouncing President Trump's use of Wounded Knee and Little Bighorn in his tweets against Senator Warren. In statements, leaders say the genocide of Native people should not be used as a punchline. Leaders of the Oglala Sioux Tribe, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe were among those to comment Monday. Two Lakota state lawmakers also reacted to the tweets, as Lee Strubinger reports.
President Trump often refers to Senator Warren as Pocahontas due to Warren's claim of Native American heritage. Trump tweeted a social media video of Warren over the weekend, suggesting she shoot the video from, quote, Bighorn or Wounded Knee instead of her kitchen. Trump further suggests Warren's husband dress in traditional regalia, which he calls, quote, Indian garb. South Dakota Democrat State Senator Troy Hinert is the minority leader and from the Rosebud Reservation. He says the battle at the Little Bighorn, or Greasy Grass, and the Wounded Knee Massacre are real occurrences that drive tribal relations with the state and federal governments to this day.
To me, I think he thinks it's like a movie, you know, like he's watching some old Western. I don't think he understands the human cost that came with those events. You know, over 300 men, women, and children butchered in the snow. You know, that's not something that you make light of if you're the president of the United States.
One state senator suggests learning more about those two events. Red Dawn Foster is the Democrat who represents a district that covers the Pine Ridge Reservation. She says there are still remnants of those two events in her district.
It wasn't something that happened 500 years ago, that it is in relatively recent times. We have relatives that their great-grandmother was there and has stories. So just looking at a wider audience, I would take this moment to encourage people to look into that, to understand it, to learn about the massacre at Wounded Knee.
Foster says that, and the Battle of the Little Bighorn isn't just Native history, it's American history. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Washington state officials traveled to the Yakima Reservation to hear from tribal members about murdered and missing Native women. KYNR's Ryan Craig has more.
A state law directs the Washington State Patrol to produce a study and find ways to increase state criminal justice resources for reporting and identifying missing Native American women in Washington state. Elvis Sampson, whose aunt in the 1990s, and about a year ago, his sister, are among those unsolved murders discussed Monday.
You can only draw certain conclusions about it. It just leaves everybody wondering why is it happening just to our culture, our people. So it is a difficult, you know, why. It's going to be a why every time.
Craig Bill of the governor's office said the state wants to work with tribes to get answers.
What I hope it can provide is that they know that attention is now being brought to it, that whereas before it maybe was going on a deaf ear or wasn't necessarily getting addressed, but now it is getting addressed at critical areas, it is getting addressed at high levels within the state government, and I think that they're bringing people together that hopefully in that sort of exercise that we can maybe begin to help families that are grieving.
The Washington State Patrol will continue to gather comments and data to help have a report completed this June. I'm Ryan Craig reporting.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.